Welcome to The Geek in Review, the podcast focused on innovative and creative ideas in the legal profession. I'm Marlene Gebauer.
And I'm Greg Lambert. Marlene, for those that are watching on video, do you notice anything different today?
Yes. Yes, hint, I see. Hint, it's all gone.
It's all gone. So occasionally, once a year or twice a year, I start all over again.
He does a reboot.
Yeah, reboot.
he does a beard reboot.
And I've got my camera pointed the other direction so you can see my She-Hulk poster and our poster. And you can hear Pod Dog.
There's Pod Dog.
So for our Love and Legal Tech feature this week, we have with us some old friends of ours, Ryan McLeod, the co-founder and CEO.
We're not that old.
Yeah, pretty old. if it starts with a five now, Ryan. So Ryan McLeod is the co-founder and CEO of Sente Advisors, and Kate Boyd is the COO of Sente Advisors. Ryan and Kate, welcome to the Geek in Review.
Thank you.
We're happy to be here.
So I know Ryan's been on a few times, and Kate has actually talked to us as well. So they kind of know how this works, although this one's a little different because we're sort of delving into sort of relationships and work and relationships. So you guys have a really sort of deep history, both of you, in sort of the legal tech area. And, you know, we're using legal tech kind of loosely to cover a lot of the sort of the related professions as well. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you have done and what you're doing now. I'll start with Ryan.
So I started in legal tech 2003. I started answering the help desk at a law firm and did that for several years, moving up through IT, eventually moving into knowledge management. When I was asked, what do you know about knowledge management? I said, what's that? Said, you're going to be great at this. Suddenly I was the head of knowledge management.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
What they still say.
So I did knowledge management. And then when we combined with a larger firm, I was the head of innovation globally. I ran innovation at the firm for several years. Then I went to...
That was pretty early too, right, Ryan? I mean, what year was that?
People I knew with innovation in my title. That was 2013. Yeah,
they give those things out like candy now, right?
Everybody,
Marlene.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding.
I went to the vendor side, joined HiQ, which is where I met Kate, and then I was at Neodologic for a few years, and then 5 years ago we started Sente. My partner Shashi and I started Sente. Kate came along a few years after that.
She needed some convincing. Okay, so Kate, like, tell us your origin story.
So I started working at a law firm as an intern when I was in college. I was actually doing the press clippings by hand for Sherman and Sterling. And that segued as I was graduating from college. I talked them into hiring me to build one of their first websites back when lawyers were trying to figure out whether or not they actually needed a website, and they were pretty convinced they didn't. But I was pretty convinced I needed a job and some insurance, so I talked them into hiring me. I worked at Sherman & Sterling and then White & Case, always focused on kind of digital marketing, marketing technology, CRM systems, kind of that side of the world, and kind of married that across to matter management and intranets, so working closely with the KM and IT teams at firms. And that's what led me eventually to shift to the vendor side. I'd gone back to get my MBA and realized that I needed to take that role at law firms and blow it up a little bit. So I went, I was at HiQ for a time. I was at Compliance HR and I was at Cura Systems before in 2018, I co-founded a litigation finance company and I was doing that when Ryan and I started talking about what was going on at Sente. And at that point, we'd survived COVID. So we figured, hey, let's give it a shot and see if we can work together. We've spent so much time together now.
Well, Ryan kind of teased about the two of you meeting. So, Kate, you mind just kind of elaborating a little bit more? How'd you find yourself working together?
So I had been at HiQ probably coming up on a year. And Ryan was a well-known thought leader, obviously in the legal space. And I remember
little low blog
going on a business
because he writes extensively on Three Geeks.
So I always laugh. I had to spend an entire kind of marketing planning session where Ryan McLeod's name was in the top corner. It's like, if he joins HiQ, so much is going to be able to happen. And then when he accepted, we had the joy of kind of building up a team here in the U.S. focused on kind of talking to clients about how they could use that technology.
You guys had been working together before you guys started, you know, dating, right? So how did that occur? And how was that? I'm trying to be so careful. I'm looking at Ryan and it's like, no.
And was there an Irish pub involved?
That's what I wanted. Oh, there's an Irish pub involved. Yeah, no, we worked together at HiQ. We became very good friends. We left HiQ about the same time. I joined Neotologic. Kate joined Compliance HR, which was a sister company of Neota. And then she was only there a short time and went to Kira and was at Kira for a while. So we had about a year and a half, I think, that we worked together, but we'd become good friends at that point. You know, we then, in 2018, we were both starting our own companies. That's always a great time to start dating.
No stress, nothing.
No stress. You know, two people starting companies, that what could possibly go wrong? And we started dating late 2018, about the same time we started companies. And Kate says, I'm going to get a dog. And I said, that's a terrible idea. Why would you do that? Well, the kids want a dog. All right. So we went out, we got a dog together. I helped her pick up the dog. And then what happened was she had to go to an office. I was working from home. We were living separately. And I ended up babysitting the dog all the time. So my mom found out I was dating Kate because she heard the dog in the background and said, what was that a dog?
She knew that was not you.
Whose dog is that?
Kind of do everything backwards. I don't know. We had a dog together about the same time we started dating. And then a pandemic happened. And that sort of changed things a bit. You want to add anything to that, Kate?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. Our first date was a baseball game.
Ah, yes, we did go to a baseball game. That was our first date.
So, yeah. First official date. Nice.
Yes.
Did they win?
I don't remember.
Honestly, I don't remember.
If it was a playoff game, then no.
Yeah, no, it was definitely not. It was late in the season.
You know, you've mentioned that, you know, you were both starting new companies. So that was sort of when you were working separately. And now you actually work together in the same company. What have you found like the best thing about that is sort of, you know, working in, you know, either, you know, sort of related professions or actually in the same company?
Okay, I'll let you answer this one.
So I'll jump in and let Ryan step in after. I think the way we work and the intensity with which both of us work mean we often spend a lot of time both during the day and then after thinking about and developing ideas and working on things. So it's nice because we work so closely together, we both know where the ebbs and flows are. And so there's a lot of empathy for, you know, what are you doing? Can I help you with it? Or I know you just need the next 2 days to kind of be in a bubble. And we can kind of protect each other to be able to do work at the level that we want to do it. We also can help bring new ideas and ways of looking at things when one of us gets stuck with something. So I think that makes it work really well. Ryan, what would you add?
Well, I think when we were working separately, we essentially downloaded every night anyway. It was, you won't believe what I dealt with all day, right? So we were already living each other's days, reliving them every night. And there's something about not having to do that, right? I know what you went through today. I know what you were dealing with today. We're working on it together. It's kind of nice. If you're in that position and you work well together, it's it's nice to have that, the sense of, okay, we're in this together, and I know what you're, I know what you're doing. And I, you know, the downside is it's very easy to work all the time, especially if you're, you know, workaholics who enjoy what you do. It means we have to occasionally say, okay, we're not working. Hey kids, we're not working for the next few hours. Let's go do something else. And invariably we talk about work, but in some ways I think it's actually easier to be working together in high-powered jobs than it is to be working separately in high-powered jobs. So she may disagree.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Kate, tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that you face as a couple that works together. I know you probably have different offices within the house, but I mean, you're always within 20 feet of each other, right?
We actually saw our office. I'm in the office and his desk is right there. So we actually very often, literally
closer. So you can reach over and slap him on the back of the head when he says something, right?
It's like, no.
So we do. There are times when we don't entirely agree. And this isn't just between us. I think this is everyone at Sente. There are times when we don't walk into a problem from the same approach. And so there often is a time and a process of like, okay, I understand that's why you're doing that, but why? You know, can you approach that differently? And what about, have you thought about these other things? So I think we both are, and again, everyone in the company, we're fairly careful to make sure that those kind of challenges that are so healthy and so important to being good at what we do, that we couch them from a productive standpoint. That's something that occasionally, and probably I'm the one who gets more fiery when I'm not listened to, when those things come up.
Ryan, any other challenges that you face?
Well, I think the big one is not letting work become everything, but I think we do a pretty good job of that. We both very much like what we do. We enjoy the work we do with our clients. So in some ways it's nice when we had separate jobs at different companies, invariably the schedules didn't align. So it would be a day on Thursday that I had to get something done for Friday and would spend all night Thursday night working on it. And, you know, that was the one night she didn't have anything she had to do. And so things didn't quite match up. That doesn't really happen anymore because we tend to be working on the same thing. So if there's a time that we know we need to work, we work, and it's not a big deal. We can, you know, we're both on that same page. And yeah, I mean, I think that's the big thing that's a challenge, is to not work constantly. But I think we do pretty well with that.
What are some things you like to do to like take a break from work? You know, what are those sort of activities?
Ryan has the board games.
So I've got.
We do a lot of games.
I've got a visual for this. I can answer. Yeah. Behind me, I've got. So our company name, Sente Advisors.
Yes.
Sente is a term from the game Go, that is a many thousands year old game, and Sente essentially means initiative. So if you have your pieces in a Sente position, it means your opponent has to respond to that or they're going to lose some territory. That was why we named the company Sente, but the real reason is we wanted something that was game related. Shashi, my partner, and I were both big board game fans. He's got a similar collection at home. And, you know, we enjoyed the mechanisms, the structures, the logic behind those tools. It sort of gives us an opportunity to exercise our brains in a way that is still, it fits with what we do. You know, it's very much problem solving, but it gets us away from legal technology. So yeah, that's where Sente came from. And that's what the backdrop behind me here is.
Yeah. And I know you sort of have regular board game nights and, you know, do reviews of board games as well, right?
Yeah, it was something that we started when Shashi and I were both at Neota, and we had regular nights at Haikyuu. Kate and I did regular game nights with the team as well. Yeah, I think it's something that we enjoy that gets people working together, thinking together, but is different than working all the time.
So, and I'm waiting for the cheap laugh response here when I ask this question, but you know, what kind of reaction do you get when you tell others you both work together and that you're basically together and that you also work in the same company? Do people know? I mean, is it that widely known, or are people surprised? What kind of reactions do you get?
Go ahead, Kate.
So I think people who don't know us, so people who are meeting us for the first time as a couple, tend to say, I can't imagine working with my spouse all the time. Like, that's crazy. So we often get that when we're meeting new friend couples, that's often the response we get. We have had clients who knew us separately and knew that we were working together, but didn't realize we were together. We have had reactions where they've said things to each other like, I think there might be something going on between those two. And we had to come on, but actually, we're married.
Maybe.
It's not a secret. We didn't mean to.
Here they thought they were just hyper aware.
Yeah.
As we bring on new clients, we do tend to be thrown about it now.
And I know that Kate gets a lot of, really, Ryan?
Yeah. Oh,
not at all.
Well, Kate, you kind of talked about this earlier because you are working there's at least three of you who are decision makers at Sente, because you get the two of you, plus you get Shashki as well. How do you handle situations where one or more of you may not agree? This is how we go forward. How do you work that out?
Yeah. So it's what's interesting. I mean, Kate mentioned it, how we all come at things from a different perspective. And I think that's part of the value that we bring to our clients is we all have 20 plus years experience in the industry from multiple sides, but we do all tackle problems from very different directions. And we, over the last several years, have built up an appreciation for each other's approach to problem solving. So when we come together with a problem, we will often sort of take it on our own and say, this is what I would do. I don't think we've never had a impasse where it was, no, I totally disagree with you. I think Shashi and I probably get more into that than Kate does with either of us. I think she and Shashi tend to agree more, and I'm the odd man out. But I fully trust them. And I think every time we've had something that would, you know, even appear to be an impasse or disagreement, it doesn't last long. We get to the point where you explain it to me, show me what you're seeing. Well, here's how I see it. This is what I'm thinking. And almost invariably, we end up with a better solution than any one of us would have had on our own. So I think over the last 5 years, we've learned to appreciate that. And those moments when we think, I don't know what this person is thinking. What are they doing? There's enough to sort of hang your hat on that I trust that they're coming at this from a different perspective and I'm going to learn something here, but we will probably find something that neither of us would have come up with on our own.
Yeah. Kate, what's your opinion and how was Ryan wrong?
No, it's true. We laugh that we all have superpowers. And I think all of us really like being part of a team. And I think one of the things that can be lonely when you're a consultant is that you don't have that same team kind of infrastructure often. So this group really leans into each other to make sure that ideas are talked through before we start acting on behalf of a client. So I agree with him.
What are the interesting things that the two of you are doing now in legal tech? And I imagine there's a ton of them.
Yeah. So the one thing to answer, which is it is AI. I hesitate to say it. doing a lot of interesting stuff with AI, but it is the monster that has eaten every conversation for the last 18 months, raises its head, and then that's all we talk about. So there is an element of, okay, I'm tired of this. On the other hand, it's cool tech, and I love cool tech, and we love cool tech. That's why, you know, why we do what we do, and we're finding interesting things to do with it that I don't think a lot of people are doing. So that's probably the one most interesting thing at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's the secret sauce, figuring out how to use it in ways that others aren't.
Yeah.
I'd say that that's probably the space where we're prototyping the most right now. That's something that Sente does a lot of, is help organizations prototype different technology. Some of the other projects that as a group we've worked on are product launches and a lot of tech evaluations. So helping look at different solutions for clients. And both of those have kind of been a focus for the early part of this year.
So normally you and Ryan, you've been on the show at least once, maybe twice. So you've taken the time to answer our crystal ball question, but we're shifting it a little bit and calling it our Valentine's question. And Ryan, I'll start with you, and then Kate, I'll get your opinion on this. So if a couple were to come up to you and get your advice on, they're considering working together, how do you make it work, and what's some good advice that you would give to them?
Well, I don't think it's probably not for everybody. You know, I like to think that we're special, but
you are special.
You are special.
I think if you have a good relationship and you have a good working relationship, it can be quite beneficial and satisfying to be working together on things. So it's kind of the best of both worlds, I think. In terms of advice, even though we live together, we work together, we're together most of the time, I feel like we have sort of different personas. There's an element of work me and personal me, and work Kate and personal Kate. And, you know, like any couple, we have disagreements in our personal lives. I don't feel that those actually bleed over into work. And vice versa, you know, in some ways the work piece is easier to navigate because of what we were saying in terms of how we know we come at things differently, which actually helps in our personal lives, I think. So I don't know, I guess be us would be, if you could be us, then you could do this and it would be good for you. But I don't know what the, what other advice I would offer.
All right. Kate, what does it take to be us?
It's funny because before I joined, we actually did go meet with other friends who are couples who work together and ask their advice. I would say so. I would pick up on what Rand said. There is a work persona and a personal persona, and make sure that you don't let the daytime work things bleed into your personal life and vice versa. So I think that's a good advice. I think that, you know, in the work setting, know your lanes. So we know where we need to hand off projects and who's kind of stronger in which areas, so that we don't run into conflicts there. So I think that kind of stay in your lane. And then the only one that Ryan didn't mention that has been really important to me is to maintain my professional friendships apart from Ryan. And I know he does as well. So I still make time to go have coffees and see my other professional friends and talk to them, not in a sales and business development way, just in a you're people who I value in my professional network. And I want to make sure I carve out time in the day to spend time with them. And I think that's a really important thing that's easy to lose when your life and your relationship and your work are all tied together.
Yeah, great advice. So
yeah,
Ryan McLeod and Kate Boyd, thank you both for coming on the Geek and Review and sharing your love and legal tech story.
thank you
both.
And of course, thanks to all of you, our listeners, for taking the time to listen to the Geek and Review podcast. If you enjoy the show, share it with a colleague. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out to us on social media. I can be found on LinkedIn or on X at GabeBauerM, and on Threads at mgbauer66.
And I can be reached on LinkedIn or at Glambert on X, or you can reach me on Threads at GlambertPod. Kate and Ryan, if people want to learn more about you or Sente Advisors, where's the best place to reach out? Kate?
So our website is Sente, S-E-N-T-E, advisors.com. And we're active on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. Ryan is too. Ryan, I think you've got some other handles.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter anymore, or X. So LinkedIn is pretty much it.
All right.
Okay, thank you. And the Love and Legal Tech music that you hear is from Jerry David DeSica and Eve Searles. Thank you both for that.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Eve. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love and Legal.